This is a great story. A second installment in Chris Brown's series at BuffaloBills.com. On the Clock, the run-up to the draft. An in-depth story on the clock, sponsored by Michelin. And Bills insider Chris Brown wrote about it this week. It's up on the website now. Kiko's story, drafting a rookie of the year. Not as easy as it might sound to come up with a pick like that. Chris Brown's story, on the clock, Kiko's story, drafting a rookie of the year at BuffaloBills.com. One of the major players in that decision to draft Kiko Alonso is joining us on the line right now, going into his fifth season as a college scout with the Buffalo Bills. He covers the western part of the United States. Bill scout Matt Hand is live with us. Hi, Matt. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming on. I don't know if you probably did get a chance to read Chris's story, and it strikes me, Matt, you know, as we lead up to the draft here and everybody thinks they know what they're doing, nobody really knows. I mean, it looks good now with the benefit of hindsight. Kiko Alonso, second rounder, defensive rookie of the year, great pick. But there's an awful lot that goes into it, isn't there?
It all sure is. It's quite the process, and, you know, I'm sure a lot of y'all read the article, and you know, we start off in May with the Blesso meetings, and it just carries over through the whole year. And it's a process getting it through. It's just not, you know, showing up on a Saturday watching the game, and that's it. There's a lot more that goes into it.
Well, let's take us through the process as you would from your perspective, from the perspective of an area scout, a college scout for the Buffalo Bills. Blesso meetings in May, so after the draft a couple of years ago, and you're a former Blesso scout, I believe, for the Bills, so you know how the Blesso process works. Is it true? Did you tell Chris, like, Blesso did not have that high a grade on Kiko Alonso at that point?
They had him rated. It wasn't extremely high, but in defense, you know, there wasn't a whole lot on him. It was really just that Rose Bowl game where he was the MVP, you know, and, you know, it carried over after that, obviously, into the senior season. But, you know, Doug Whaley, after the Blesso meetings, had gave us some guys to do some more work on. And, you know, after myself and Brad Forsyth did the research and watched a little more tape, you know, we determined, hey, this guy is an A player going into the fall. And, you know, we told Whaley, and then Whaley kind of set the schedule going into it.
When you say Doug Whaley tells you guys to do some more work on, what does that involve? Is that just grinding away with the tape, looking at, in this case, Kiko Alonso's junior season or his third season there at Oregon?
Yeah, it's basically pretty much just off the tape. But, you know, he does have us do some more research. You know, call the school if you got some sources there, and just try to get the best feel you can for the guy, just to kind of get a little more of a difference. If, you know, Buster reads the guy, sometimes the guy sounds better than maybe what he was great, and I think that was the case with Kiko. When they read him at Buster, though, he sounded a lot better than what the grade was put on him. So, you know, Doug gave us that extra floor, and we hammered it out, and determined we thought he was an A player.
Do you recall, Matt, what your initial impressions were, that first look at the Kiko's tape?
Oh, just his instincts, explosion, getting to the ball, making all the plays. You know, he wasn't the guy getting around the pile and just getting his name on the stat sheet. I mean, he was the initial tackler. He's getting off, you know, blocks, anything you wanted. I mean, that guy was doing it, and he's so interchangeable with all the different looks Oregon does on their defense. He could line up in a number of spots, you know, fits the 4-3, fits the 3-4, anything you want it. And that was the most intriguing thing I saw about him.
So that's the run-up going into Kiko's final year there at Oregon. And then take us through the process, knowing that, you know, you guys have had a second look, you like what you see. What does that mean in terms of visits to Oregon or to games or to practice by you or anybody else in the Bills organization?
Well, I mean, if he's a high enough rated player, you'd like to get to the school three times in the fall, at least for the two initial visits to watch tape and talk to people. And then, you know, you try to make your way to a game. And then, you know, if obviously he was a high enough rated player, so, you know, I went through there, you know, the three times. Brad would go through there the three times. And then, you know, we'd send a national scout director, GM to there. So, I mean, we hit it from all corners.
You and the other West Coast scout, Brad Forsyth, when you both go through there, do you compare notes or do you kind of cross-reference each other?
You know, Brad and I communicate throughout the year. We don't share our grades. just so we're not, you know, influenced one way or the other. But we both agreed, you know, this was a good player. We more so talked about, you know, the guys, the people that we were talking to at Oregon. You know, we didn't want to hit the same sources too many times and, you know, start annoying them at the school. So basically that's the conversation I would have with Brad. He's like, you know, I talked to so-and-so, and then I tell him I talked to so-and-so. And then, you know, we hammer it out from there. All right, who else do we need to get at that school to get some more information on this guy?
Yeah, that makes sense. So you wouldn't be kind of tripping over each other, right?
Yeah, and exactly. I mean, you're a guest at the school, and you don't want to wear out your welcome there by annoying those coaches. They got games to play, too.
Sure. We're live on the line with Bill Scout Matt Hand. We're talking to him about the scouting process a year ago for Kiko Alonso, who was a second-round pick for the Bills. All of it detailed in Chris Brown's On the Clock story, Kiko story, drafting a rookie of the year. It's up right now at BuffaloBills.com. Matt, as everybody knows, Kiko had some off-the-field incidents, and I imagine that was part of your job, right, looking into exactly what happened. How deeply do you have to get involved in that?
We got very, very deeply involved in it, and probably to be honest with you, the grading him as a player was the easy part. The hard part was figuring out all the other stuff with him. You probably spent more time on that than anything. But, you know, the more people you talk to, all the stories were meshing. It was the same stuff. You know, you just, like, you connect the dots and, hey, this is what it was. And, you know, some of the off-field stuff was, you know, was on him. Other stuff was probably some, you know, teammate prank went too far. but you know, after talking to enough people and talking to security and whatever else you need to talk to, we got a pretty good feel for what we were dealing with.
So Kiko makes it through his final year at Oregon and then takes us to the combine 14 months ago in Indianapolis. And according to Chris Brown's story, you made a point of seeking out Kiko Alonso for some informal chit-chat with Kiko before any formal interviews, correct?
Yeah, I did. You know, because he didn't get to go to the Senior Bowl because he was recovering from an injury. So the first exposure where we could actually really have contact with him was at the combine there, and it was in the open interview session. You know, he was over there and went and found him and tried to strike up a little conversation with him. First, basically asking him the first date type questions.
Right.
And you know, he didn't get much out of him. It was just like how everything was described, you know, at Oregon, where you're going to get your one-word answers, and, you know, he's going to move it on. And, like I said, I asked, like, 10 questions, and that was it.
Yeah.
not getting a whole lot out of him.
I've had that experience with Kiko, too, for different reasons, asking him questions. And I love the way he plays, but it's hard sometimes to talk to Kiko. He just doesn't open up that much, does he?
No. He's just on the straight and narrow, and you know, he's going to tell you one thing, and that's it, and he's not going to get detailed with you.
Yeah. Hey, Matt, tell me about your contact at the pro, or at least the observations you made at Kiko's pro day at Oregon, now that we're going back about a year ago. I thought that was interesting what you told Chris about just what you observed, not even in the workout itself, but around the workout, after the workout.
Yeah, you know, you go to the workouts, and obviously you want to see him work out, but a lot of it, you're trying to see the interaction with them. You know, when we're sitting around these guys for, you know, 2.5 hours while they're doing their workout. And it was intriguing because you sit there and you have these interviews with him and he doesn't say anything. And then you're at the pro day. It was like everybody on the team was gravitating towards Kiko the whole entire day. They wanted to be around Kiko. And even though he didn't say a ton around to his team, he didn't say a lot to them, but, you know, he'd crack a joke here and there. But you could tell the team just enjoyed being around him. And everybody, when he worked out, everybody was in tune to it. And then even after the workout, you know, he's going out to the parking lot, and, you know, there's three other teammates with him and his parents. So you knew there was something about the guy that, hey, this guy, he has something to him that the team likes.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you mentioned his parents. I met his parents, actually, at a road game in Miami this year. Couldn't be more engaging. You can tell Kiko comes from a really good family, right? Did you get a chance to meet them?
Yeah, it was brief. You know, he just introduced them to me in the parking lot there. And, you know, great people. They came off very sincere. You could tell, you know, off that brief exposure, you know, he had a good home life, and he was raised right. But, yeah, good family.
Yeah. Can I tell you a quick story, Matt, about Kiko's father came up to me. Again, a hotel lobby. It had to be late October. The Bills were playing at Miami. And he introduced himself to me. I mean, as reserved and shy as Kiko is, his father seems almost the exact opposite. But he said, this is going to sound self-serving, but he said, we listened to your show all during training camp. I said, oh, thanks very much. He said, yeah, we wanted to see how Kiko was doing because we'd call him on the phone and he wouldn't tell us anything. We had to listen to your radio show to see how he was doing at training camp. Doesn't that sound like Kiko?
That's Kiko. That's Kiko to a T.
Yeah. Unbelievable. We're with Matt Hand. He's a Bills college scout. We're talking about the story that's up right now at BuffaloBills.com. Chris Brown's story, On the Clock. Kiko's story, drafting a rookie of the year. Now, again, now we're about a year ago, and so just a couple of weeks before the draft, you obviously knew at that point, Matt, that the Bills like Kiko Alonso a lot. They bring all the scouts in before the draft. Tell me about those last few weeks and the discussion on Kiko. Where were you guys at with Kiko Alonso in a week or two before the draft last year?
He was rated up there high as a player. And again, that just kind of came down to the making sure everything was good with the background. And you knew there was some very high interest in him. Coach Marone was really hammering home some detailed questions. So you knew that things were pointing that way, that, you know, Kiko was going to be in play for us. When
Buddy Nix made that first round trade on the first day of the draft, the Thursday of the draft, to get the extra second rounder, he moved back to eight spots. Was Kiko the target? Did everybody know that Thursday night that that was all about Kiko, trying to be in position to get Kiko the next day?
I'm sure Buddy knew that. We didn't.
Okay. Yeah.
Buddy, I mean, we had an idea. I mean, you have an idea of what you're looking at and where you're going. But, you know, the upper brass, they keep those cards a little held to their chest.
Yeah.
And usually the day of the draft, or the day, you know, whatever round it is that day, you kind of have an idea before the draft will start. Sometimes they'll come up to you and they'll start asking questions about certain players. So you kind of get a feel for, like, all right, you know, such and such is in play today. Keep your eyes and ears peeled, you know.
Yeah. Matt, let me ask you this. To me, one of the most compelling parts of Chris Brown's story today was the conversation that Buddy Nix had with you and Brad Forsyth, Bill Scouts, the guys who did really the spade work on Kiko Alonso and essentially the off-the-field stuff. I mean, he is minutes away from selecting Kiko, and he goes back to you guys one more time to make sure that, you know, essentially you've done your homework, you've looked at the off-the-field stuff. It's got to be nerve-wracking. I mean, you are putting your reputation, you're putting your career on the line at that point, aren't you?
You sure are, but that's what we're hired to do, to give the best information you can and help make the best choice you can for the Buffalo Bills. It is a pressure situation, but if you can't take the pressure, then, you know, you shouldn't be in that spot.
It's got to be pretty, as you said, pressure-filled. So Kiko works his way into the starting lineup fairly quickly, impresses everybody with the way he runs around and plays, and he's one of the defensive rookies of the year last year. As a scout, as a guy who was in on the ground floor in the scouting process for Kiko Alonso, what sort of gratification do you get, Matt?
Oh, it's great gratification, because it's a guy that, I mean, you've been following since May. And, you know, when we follow through, we draft this guy, and he comes in, and he's an instant impact for us, and he's a piece of the puzzle of trying to put together a championship, you know, football team. We knew we were getting a good player, but, you know, Kiko played better than anybody thought he was going to play last year. When you take a guy in the second round, you're hoping that he develops into a great player. Worst case scenario, he's going to be a good player. I think with Kiko, what we got is he came in as a great player, and he's developing into an elite player.
Matt, as you said, you and Brad, you stick your necks out when they ask you about Kiko and right before they make the pick. You got to have, I would think, you know, next time that question comes up, your word will be worth just a little bit more, I would think, based on the way Kiko's worked out here.
Yeah, I would hope so. They trust you. Trust your work, and they take your opinion, and that's what a scout's paid to do. And if you're not giving good advice, and not helping us get the right players, then it's probably not the right job for you.
Well, great job on Kiko. I got to ask before we let you go, are you okay with the late draft this year, having a couple of extra weeks? How much more can you guys do? All the numbers you crunch, all the video you look at, it's got to seem like overkill sometimes.
Yeah, it's a little different, I'll tell you that. But we're still working. I actually got 3 pro days left, if you can believe it or not. Wow. It's just some injury makeups, guys that couldn't go on their original pro days. But we'll see. Maybe in the future, if they continue to move the draft back, maybe this will move some other things back and kind of spread some things out throughout the year instead of having these cram sessions like we do with the underclassmen coming out and all the All-Star games. So it might be working to our benefit in the future.
Hey Matt, we appreciate you coming on the show with us tonight. We'll talk when are you guys coming to town? When are the scouts coming in?
We are coming, checking in April the 27th.
Just a couple of weeks away. We'll talk to you then, but thank you very much for coming on the show with us tonight to talk about this. It's a great story.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, Matt Hand, he is a Bills College Scout. He covers the Western United States along with Brad Forsyth. And the story of Kiko Alonso, it really is great reading. Chris Brown's done a remarkable job with it again on his On the Clock series. It is sponsored by Michelin. And it's up on the website right now, On the Clock, Kiko's story, drafting a rookie of the year. Our thanks to Matt Hand for joining us to talk about that.